following is a presentation of Crane's Chicago Business, delivered by your earbuds at WGN Radio.
I'm Amy Guth, and this is Crane's Daily Gist. University of Notre Dame admits to a bigger share of alums' kids enrolled at the school than at Harvard and Yale. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, the university leads top U.S. schools in legacy enrollment at 22%. Yale says only 11% of its class of 2022 falls into that group, and Harvard coming in at 14%. Among schools outside the top 25, Baylor in Waco, Texas, led in legacies with 32%. More on that story and more at ChicagoBusiness.com, and more business headlines and updates after a word from our sponsor. A Chicago-based institution, Wintrust Commercial Banking, provides area businesses with local decision-making and a personalized focus. With specialty services for specific industries and tools like treasury management, commercial lending, and wealth services, the dedicated team will support you and your business through every need. Wintrust Commercial Banking was built here in Chicago to serve Chicago businesses. Learn how they can help you achieve your business goals at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Groupon eliminated 20 jobs in Chicago last week, many connected to creative services. A spokesperson for the online deals company said the cutbacks were the result of changes to the business model, citing relying less on email deals and more on self-serve options for both consumers and merchants. Groupon, which employs about 1,500 people in Chicago, reported $2.6 billion in revenue last year, down 7% from 2017. It now houses about 1,500 employees in Chicago, down by 1,000 from over 3 years ago. The stock, which closed at $3.46 on Wednesday, hasn't been above $5 per share since July 26th. An SEC lawsuit against a Chicago developer that accused him of cheating more than 200 foreign investors through a controversial federal visa program has been dismissed. A U.S. district judge dismissed the complaint against Tahir Kamelli, who raised nearly $90 million from investors to finance assisted living developments in the Chicago suburbs and Florida. Kamelli, an immigration attorney, raised the money for the developments through the federal EB-5 visa program, which allows foreigners to become U.S. residents if they invest at least $500,000 in qualified business ventures like real estate developments. Critics of the program say it's vulnerable to fraud and is used mainly by developers of luxury projects that don't need the financing. The SEC sued Kamelli in June 2017, alleging he defrauded investors by charging undisclosed fees, commingling funds, and that he used investor money for unauthorized purposes. The judge who dismissed the case wrote that the SEC's complaint didn't comply with rules requiring specifics about an alleged fraud. Urban Space plans to open a food hall this year in the Loop's Theater District. The 12,000-square-foot food hall with more than 20 vendors is expected to open in late fall on the ground floor of 15 West Washington. It'll be Urban Space's first of two downtown locations. The other one is set to open next year in Willis Tower. The new food halls will feature mostly Chicago-based chefs and food entrepreneurs. The company has launched 6 food halls in London, 4 in New York, and 1 in Virginia. A new association of workers in the private household industry, like personal assistants, nannies, butlers, and chefs, has announced it will offer exclusive health insurance coverage through LIG Solutions, a division of Lighthouse Insurance Group. The agreement is part of the Chicago-based Lux Association's soft launch this month, which seeks to bring together home service employees in many disciplines. In addition to helping its membership find health insurance that can move with them from job to job, the Lux Association aims to create certified training courses and create an online community for employees. Coming up after this word from our sponsor, we'll check in with Crane's Chicago Business political writer, Greg Hines, about the latest in the South Loop Research Center project. Wintrust Commercial Banking offers a full suite of financial resources designed to meet the needs of middle market businesses and larger companies. With comprehensive and personalized financial solutions coupled with bankers who get to know your industry's demands, Wintrust Commercial Banking is committed to providing the tools to help your business reach its strategic growth initiatives. You've got a vision for your business, and Wintrust Commercial Banking is here to help you see it through. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We're joined now by Crane's Chicago Business political writer Greg Hines to talk about new funding conditions set up by Governor Pritzker for a South Loop Research Center. Greg, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
So talk us through this story. It's kind of, there's a lot of pieces to it, and it seems like a lot of moving parts, and it's kind of one that's been ongoing for a bit that's recently changed course. So catch us up with the latest.
Yeah, one of the few things that Rahm Emanuel and former Governor Bruce Rauner were able to work together on was a proposal from the University of Illinois to build this big research center in the South Loop on the 78 property, which is this big vacant parcel that's being developed, called the Discovery Partners Institute. And the idea was to kind of bring up to Chicago some of the research and engineering talent that's downstate connected to the Chicago job economy. It's kind of viewed as good for both sides. Well, in a wonderful way of politics, what Bruce Rauner wanted and what Rahm Emanuel wanted has run into a little bit of problem with our new governor, J.B. Pritzker.
Indeed. And so these new funding conditions, they seem rather peculiar and just kind of arbitrary. But what is the thinking behind them? And does it seem like this is a standard procedure tied to his fiscal goals?
Well, that kind of depends on your perspective. Rauner, in his last budget, put in $500 million as a grant to get this thing up and running, said that if the state spent the money, that lots and lots of private money would come in, billions and billions. But he never said from who. Well, Pritzker has decided to kind of call that bluff, and you could call that, from one perspective, it's not high on his agenda. From another perspective, it's shrewd fiscal sense. But his new policy is that, well, I'll put in that $500 million from the state, but only after the university goes out and raises $500 million and puts it on the table. In other words, you ante and then I'll ante.
Right. I mean, it seems like he's waiting for the school to get some like skin in the game, and yet that's a really large number for a public school, for any organization, but especially a public school after facing cuts and budget cuts and freezes to come up with.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if they can raise that kind of money. I had asked the governor's people, well, how about a little bit? How about if they raise 100, you'll put in 100? And they said, nope, it's got to be the entire 500 up front before we do anything. That could kill it. And that's kind of unfortunate because this thing has some real possibilities. Yes, the state has financial problems, but if nothing else, it shows you that lame duck mayors like Rahm Emanuel lose their power and their clout pretty quick.
Well, there's a lot of conversations swirling around Mayor Emanuel right now, for sure, as he's wrapping up his time as mayor. And so what are kind of the next milestones to be looking for in this project?
Well, we'll see if the University of Illinois comes up with the money. They say they are. We'll see if the developer of this site, the Related Midwest, is somehow able to finesse it. But they've got this big chunk of property at Roosevelt and Clark Street, for people who know that neighborhood. And they want to develop, and they have this big plan, but they need something to get it started. This was what was going to get it started. And if this falls through, I'm not sure what they do. Big developments require something to start them, and this was going to be it.
Yeah, and it seems like the way that Pritzker is talking about the funding is kind of interesting, too, because it's not just you have to go raise this $500 million to match the state funding, but you got to have that cash in hand. So it's a much more cash-based deal, from the outside looking in anyway, than just like equity or people attaching companies to this in other ways. It seems like it's pretty much straight cash.
Yeah, I think there'd been some hope that Pritzker came out of the venture capital world, that he would understand the importance to the city of building our tech economy. This was the site that Amazon was going to go to if they came to Chicago for their HQ2. This is what they wanted. But this governor has all kinds of financial problems. Maybe there's some calculus here that he hasn't talked about. But I understand why he wants to match it, but sometimes you can squeeze a little bit too hard. I hope for the good of the city this doesn't fall through now.
Indeed. Well, that's why we will keep turning to you for the latest. Crane Chicago Business political writer Greg Hines, thanks so much for being with us today. Until next week, that's all today for Crane's Daily Gist. Thank you to producer Haima Black. Follow these stories, breaking news, data, and more at chicagobusiness.com, and find me on Twitter as @AmyGuth, and let's continue the conversation.